guess first of all, Jake, just where's your headspace at with a roster that is going through a transition? Obviously, the chatter about you a few months ago in your future here.
Obviously, there was a lot of talks, a lot of rumors and rumblings, and also a lot of stuff did happen with the exit of a few big pieces of the team. And it's end of the day, it's a business, and direction of the team is not really as a player you can't really control or do anything. And I thought I'm really proud of everyone in the locker room, all the guys, and the coaches. I thought Ryan Husk as a first year head coach coming in, and I think he picked up a lot of experience from one season that some coaches doesn't have to go through for a long time, and I thought he handled it really good, and obviously the support of the fans too was amazing throughout the whole season. So I really appreciate that.
With everything going on with this team potentially in transition, where do you see yourself next season and beyond?
I don't know, but what I do know and what I tell you guys every day is I love winning hockey games, and I think that's the competitive side of me. It's that's every time I lace up the skates, that's something I urge and I want to accomplish. You want to win hockey games, and I know everyone in that locker room want to win hockey games too. So it's that's pretty much where my head is at right now. It's it's been a long season and short season, and playoff starts, what is it, tomorrow?
Yeah,
and it's something you want to be a part of, and but now you got to watch it on TV, and it's frustrating, but also you got to go home and get to go home to Sweden and spend time with the family. I've been away from my son for way too much, if you ask my wife, but that's gonna be nice and to spend some time with them.
Have you had a good talk? Did you have a good talk today with Craig Conroy about your future here?
I think season just ended, and I saw Connie, and I'll leave it at that.
How better? Sorry, can I just follow up? You expressed some frustration with how things were handled up above. You said earlier on, how better could that have been handled in your mind?
Well, in my mind, it could have been obviously I'm here now, so it all the rambling could have been not happening. That's kind of, all the talks and all the stuff that was going on throughout the season, and starting early in the season till the deadline day, pretty much could have been not happening, and just me focusing on hockey. That's what I would have appreciated, if because obviously I'm still here, so it's to me, to just be able to focus on the team and trying to play as good as I can. It's without any distractions, that I think what I was mostly pointing at.
How are you feeling physically right now after the season?
No, I feel good. Obviously, I had a few injuries and missed more time and games than I wanted to, and obviously a couple of fortunate, broken finger and that stuff you can't really control, but body wise it's all right. It's old person injuries with hips and knees and backs and all that stuff.
Sometimes I think we forget that you guys are human beings and not robots. So personally and professionally, how hard was it to see two of your best friends and Elias and Chris traded in the middle of the season?
Yeah, it was tough. Obviously it's a habit and you get used to. I mean, since 2013-14, I walked in the same locker room as Chris. That's 10 years of our life, from going from 24 for me to 34. I've seen him pretty much every day and during the season, and I had him on the ice, and it's almost it was a sad day for me personally, and but I'm really happy for Chris to be able to start the playoff here in Dallas, and we talked about it, that it's we tried for 10 years trying to win it together and couldn't do it, and then it's now it's I'd be equally as happy if Chris get to win it, if I can't.
I know that wins and losses are the most important thing to you, but now that the season is over, you led the league in high danger save percentage. How did you feel about your season as an individual?
I don't know. It's obviously 500 goalie and 23 wins, 23 losses, I think it ended up with, and 90-some-odd save percentage. It's, you know, not where I want to be. I want to be still playing and win a lot more games than half of the one I played.
How do veterans view, not just you, but in general, like rebuilds, retools, resets? Like, how do you guys view that when maybe the season coming up won't necessarily be about making the playoffs, but more about youth development? How do you guys view that?
It's a tough question to answer. I think it's out of our hands. We can't really do anything about it except to try to get the young guys to adapt and to get into the league and be able to perform at a, you know, boost their game to make our team better. So it's kind of, you almost have to, instead of being upset about it, you got to embrace it. And you know, obviously, you know, every guy in there, not just the old guys, they want to win. And, you know, you dream about winning the Stanley Cup and all that stuff. So I think it's, you want to, you know, sometimes a team wants to, you know, slow it down and really get down there to, you know, draft high or whatever it is. But as a player on the team, you want to hurry it up and you want to, you know, quick turnaround and be able to compete as quick as possible.
Jacob, at any point in time this season, were you led to believe that you were going to be a New Jersey Devil?
I don't know. I just read what you guys are writing. So.
Okay, but yeah. You were never led to believe that by management or anything like that?
I mean, I'm not going to go into details here on stage with a bunch of cameras. Whatever, you know, we talked about stayed between us, and you know that's how it's going to be. I'm not going to. You know, share personal conversation I have with the management.
There's been a lot of speculation from the outside that your relationship with the team is strained because of what happened around the trade deadline. Is that, like, to say it's strained, is that an accurate way to put it or no?
I would hope no. I would say no. And I think, you know, after I answered your question and at the deadline, after Tanny got traded there, and you know, reading about news about me in the media, I think you know, I addressed the team the next day. You know, I wanted, as soon as I got to the rink the next morning, I addressed the team because I want them to know everything that's going on and how I feel and what I was pointing at. It's you know, has nothing against. I love every single player in the team, and I love the coaching staff and the medical and the strength and conditioning and the trainers. So you know, they have. You know, this is my home and been for 4 years, so I got a you know, great relationship, and I take pride in you know, who I am as a person.